Musician Luke McDonald wrote both the soundtrack and the score for this film. Luke, can you tell me at what point of the production did you get on board?
Well, I actually got on board pretty early in the pre-production. I met up with Joseph and he had just finished, I think, the fourth draft of his script. And yeah, I just had it from there on. And so I had a long time to sort of develop ideas myself.
And what made you want to get involved in this film? I mean, it's a huge task to take on. Why this film?
I was sort of looking for a film to work on. I was still at uni at the time and it was something I really always wanted to get into. And this film in particular was basically a goldmine for me because it's the kind of film that just allows you to just basically go in all guns blazing with the kind of music you can pull off in it. So, yeah, lots of scenes like just call for, you know, had so many opportunities to go in different directions and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was really good in that way.
In terms of the direction that you take the music, how much input does the director have in giving you instructions for his vision and how much of it is your own input?
Oh, it's definitely a very collaborative process, and it's quite an important one as well because we both, all director and composer, both come from different backgrounds, but music's so integral to, you know, helping the director's vision get through. So there's always going to be a process of coming back and forth with ideas. But that being said, it's a very open playing ground to work on because we're able to bounce ideas off each other and really just try things. And he was a really open director in that way. It would allow me to just go, you know, way too far, and then it asked me to push further and all that kind of stuff. So it was a really enjoyable collaboration.
So what is the process of writing a score? Take us through the steps.
Oh, well, there's the initial steps where just reading the script and just trying to get an idea of like what feel and what particular scenes need. Like basically, I think a rule that I always try and go on is what do you need to get out of a scene that the dialogue and the vision isn't telling you at that point. And then it's just a really, really long process of trial and error and then trying to get music that fits right in the scene, evokes some sort of emotive response, but at the same time being able to fit timing-wise and fit with its peaks and lows of the film itself.
So you just mentioned timing. Are you writing music, though, to unfinished scenes? So how do you know that edits aren't going to just completely throw out your score, what you've written?
Oh, well, that often happens, and I think that's just something every composer has to deal with, and it can really dramatically change a scene. So when different edits come through and all that kind of thing, you may have to just rethink the music altogether, and especially if it's changed the movie in the long run, like you might have to rethink the way that the score develops through the whole 2 hours of the film and change it, because even the things that you don't put music to has to work within the thread of the process of the film. So, yeah, it basically, if one thing's changed, then there's a lot you can do to change that.
So this is a really dark film, and it's something that you've been involved with and really, really deeply involved with for over 6 months or more. How does that affect your headspace, working on something with this kind of subject matter for so long?
Well, it definitely sends you a bit loopy.
Yeah.
Especially, you find yourself laughing in really inappropriate moments because of the way you're approach it or whatever. Like there's lots of sort of surrealist sort of ambient noises and scary noises coming through in this score, and you know, when you've had that in your headphones for 10 hours a day, it does affect your mood quite a bit, but in a good way, I think.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've had along the way?
I guess one of the biggest ones was I decided to do all the source music, which means not only the music that's sort of the score of the film, like the underlying music, the kind of stuff that, you know, when there's scenes with songs on the radio or people playing CDs in their cars or songs that are playing in the background on the TV or in a cafe and all that kind of stuff, I decided to take on myself as well. So I guess that was a very challenging thing because I sort of had to create situations where I'd like be in a completely different band for every piece that I...
So if you weren't taking on enough, you decided to take on actually writing songs from scratch. Did you think that was important so you had ultimate control out of all sounds and music in the film?
Oh, it was definitely something that that I wanted to do from the beginning because I sort of wanted to create a thread through the score and the songs that were within it, sort of in the way, same way that you'd do a musical.
Yeah.
Just for something challenging for me, but also because I thought it would really sort of combine the film together quite well, because it's basically about different stories and how they connect within the same storyline. So I thought that would benefit it.
Mm. So what did you do? Did you have to recruit a band to play these songs?
Yeah, basically. I called upon a bunch of friends and then tried to reinvent myself as a as a different band every time. And so we made lots of different sort of songs and different sort of methods of approaching it. You know, there's a few dance songs in there, and then there's some 60s influence stuff, and then 80s influence and all that kind of stuff, and tried to create as much different genres as I possibly could.
So it sounds like, although it's a lot of hard work, you also had probably a lot of fun doing it too. Are you looking forward to everyone finally seeing it at the Queensland premiere on Saturday night?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long time coming, and I actually haven't seen the film in a long time as well, so I'm really looking forward to it. And it's just going to be a great thrill for me as well, being in a cinema and actually being a part of something that big.